32 puttas. So you have 32 puttas, and then you have a fourth of more, a fourth of 32. How much is a fourth of 32? Is a fourth of 32 is 8. So that means that you have 40 putas. You have 40 putas. 32, in more is 32 putas, and a fourth of more is 8 putas. So it's 40 putas now, and every puta has half a seor. Every puta is half a seor. So in other words, so 40 would be 20 seor. So in other words, so that's what he says. Nutzu shnei dinim hasamoim sheshmi shalhem moviyah sheimishkal esrim seor is kesef. So you have 20, the weight of 20 grains of barley, of seeds of barley. But the Rambam says, Rabbi Sahiru, Shekfiras Ataimu Mishkal, Chaesre Seiris, Vichotzi Seiram Nakesev, 19 and a half, so it should be 20, not 19 and a half. So the Mishnah says, Heitzei, Mishkal Chotzi Seiro Kesev, שהוא שווה פרוטה לידי מישה בתפירס מישקל יותר סיירים לחוץ. So apparently the Mishnah explains the rabbis of the Rambam that whereas all the Rishim Paskin like Rav that תפירס התיימה ישתי כסף. So מילה, the time has to be in the value of שתי כסף פלוס את פרוטה. פלוס את פרוטה. But the rabbis of the Rambam apparently passed like Shmuel, because the general rule is that Hilchas Kishmuel Bidine, whenever there is a machlokes in the Nimonides between Rav and Shmuel. So Mela, since the rabbis of the Rambam passed like Shmuel, so that means that altogether, so altogether the timing has to be Mishkal Esrim Seiris, 20 Seiris. But then there has to be a Dela Vipote, so the Chotzi Seir. So in the rest, so the Kfira is at 19 and a half. That's the Cheshb. So the Cheshb is all right. The only thing I don't understand in the case of Mishnah's Cheshm is why does he say Shemasha Hashem Yifoshin Shemasha Omru Ataino Shli Kesef Mikesef Medina Shul Kesef Yerushalayim Taino Shnei Dimrin Taino Shnei Dimrin Mabea Sheshmonosi Kesef Hashem Achilses Val Pima Shekosuf Esrim Gero HaShekel Nunso. So in other words, a shekel is 20 mois. In 20 mois, so Mimele, and the shekel is 4 dinrin. So 2 dinrin is 10 moin. 2 dinrin is 10 moin. But here it's 2 moin. Shtei kesef, not shnei kesef, not 2 dinrin. So the whole cheshbon is based upon the premise that shtei kesef means shnei dinrin. And that's very difficult. You see from this Gemara, from all the Rishonim, that the Pshatin Shtei Kesef is not 2 dinrin, but the Pshatin Shtei Kesef is 2 mois. So that I don't understand. That's the only thing I don't understand in the Cheshbon by the Kesef Mishnah. But otherwise, the Cheshbon is very simple. The Cheshbon is very simple. Now, Yesh Derech Mishnah. So he asks, יש מי שניטשו על מה שכוסף הרב כסף מיש נתן לרבי סוף וגמור אמרו לרב כפירה סתם יש לי כסף משמע לכל יש לי כסף על הכפירה ועל ידי פרוטה חוץ מהם דצלת רב ומדבורב חוצי עשירה מהידי שהפרוטה מתירה שלי כסף ואם זה במשמע well, that's the one machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So apparently, the rabbis of they passed like Shmuel. All right, but that's not just a strong kasha. Because the Gemara says that Rav Pope said like Rav. All right, so all the Rishonim passed like Rav, even though the general rule is that Hilchos Shmuel b'nei. So that's not such a strong kasha. But the difficult thing in the Cheshbon the Kesef Mishnah is when he says Mitnisheinu Foshim Shemash Omra Atayna Shki Kesef Mikesef Medine Shui Kesef Yerushalayim Dahayna Shnei Dinerim Mimabea Shishmosi Kesef Vashon Cheshis. In other words, so he's assuming that Shtei Kesef means two dinerim and Shtei Kesef, all the Rishonim say in explaining the Gemara that Shtei Kesef doesn't mean Shnei Dinerim, it means Shtei Mois, not Shnei Dinerim, not Shtei Dinerim. All right, so that's very difficult. All right. In other words, it appears from the case of Mishneh that according to the Rabbis and the Rambam, Shti Kesef doesn't mean Shti Mois, but it means Shnei Dinim. But it means Kesef Medin. So, how will we explain this Gemara unless they'll explain the Gemara like Rashi, when the Gemara says the Kashi, V'aitayno dichsiv ki yiti nishal reyo, not exactly like Rashi. But in a similar way to Rashi, for a time of the Chesifit Nisha Reyo Kesev Vekinu Nishmeya, Utnam Shvus Ayonim Atayna Shti Kesev, Vaidoye Shove Prote, Vaidoye Shove Prote, so, in other words, some melee true that the Kesev Tzure is Ishni Dimrin, and here we also, the Mishnah requires Dimrin, but why does the Mishnah require two dinarim? So apparently, when the Torah says kesed, so the Torah means money, like in similar way to Rashi. Except that Rashi says it in respect to two mois, why two mois, not one more, and Rabbi Yisof of the Rambam will apply it to dinarim. Two dinarim. I mean, that's a very strange thing. That Shtei Mois, why does it say Lashon Nekeva, as the Rishonim point out? Dinrin is Lashon Zohar. It should say Shnei Kesef, not Shtei Kesef. All right? But that's how it appears from the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat in the Rabbeis of the Rambam, that according to them, so Shtei Kesef means Shnei Dinrin, but it means Kesef Medine, which is an eighth of Kesef Tzur, but it means Shnei Dinrim. It's very strange, very difficult. All right, now let's go further with the Gemara. Reb Shimon Malokish Eimeir, Tamayu B'Shamay Ki Yecheski, V'Yom HaCheski Yom HaKro, V'Hobdo, מלמד שמגרס פגיעים ובייצר. גרס מפגיעים ובייצר. היא אמרת בשלי מדיעה ודינא, היינו דמיקרה ועוד לה פרוטה. So they can be deduction. Ella amrad yad v'pute. So if the kinyan was with the pute, you cannot be blocked from the pute. So, mi pute mi migre. So that means that by Omer of Rio, that Omer of Rio, that his nickname is the Kesef, so the kinyan is more than the pute. Now let's see the Rashi. Kilcheski. Und kann man vielleicht in die Tonne gab oder die Dibri keine Ersatzung wiederholen Kesse, schon ein Chaschik im Adenov, die sie bohlen diese Ersatzung wie kach, wie kach, wie kach Tani, wie der Heuer Loch nicht abdeni, er war schon schon, nun zähis, keine Abdose und schon wie kach, wie kach, Chaschik kam schon mal war die Tücho, wie zähne Kesse von Knossi, nur ja will es ja schon mal Olo, wie tu Asho, ואמרו לנו נוען מילה, ומחזקי והובדו, ולכסיב נידס, משמע שעבדנו מסייע בפדיינו, וזהו שמגרס פדיינו ויציס, אלמי נמו עבריו ניקנס בפוחס מדינה. אינמו עבריו ניקנס בפוחס מדינה. אי אמר בשלמו, דיוב לדינר, היינו דמאגר ועוזלת פרוטה. But if you say pute, so pute minagre, mi pute minagre, shetitno yishufku, ukami mosik nilse yoma, ubi dushi isha, ubi shamay, so what has it to do with dushi? That has to do with kinyan omer vriyo. But we learn out dushi from omer vriyo. So just as omer vriyo, the kinyan is bidina, so the Babdushin, the Kiyan is also Bidina. Udushi Isha, Udushi Shammai, Miramo Evriya Naftalai. Elu di Pachino Gimore, Vili Shavkela Sukele Mils. So the Gimore is asking certain kashes before the Gimore was able, before Rav Shimon Lakish was able to explain fully his pshat in the Shammai. So the Gemara says, "Kashe, by Omer Vriyo Gufe, how do you know that Omer Vriyo is nicknames only Bidina? Maybe Hilchad Yovladina Tigorat Prute, Hilchad Yovla Prute, Tigorat Val." And then there is no goal, but maybe an Omer Vriyo can be nicknames Bidprute, but. When an Omevriyo is nicknames with Pute, so then there is no Gerol, Lecheres. So the Gemara says, no, Lins Al-Kadaitoch, Dunya the Yud, Mad Yud, Avogad, the Boy of Yayid, the Boy of Yayid, Kol Eichad, the Remote of Yayid, Lehavez Vine Zvine, Lehavez Vine Zvine. In other words, so, in a Vira Rashoy, in Mechol, in Krevim, שיעשו עליהם, שיעשו עליהם. In other words, let's say, suppose the Odin, the father, wants to sell the daughter to a brother of the Omer of Rio, of the other. To his son, he wants to sell. He cannot, because will the brother be able to be Yayid or no? It's a miyavo. So Mela sins, Yud could not take place, so Mela he couldn't sell it. So here too, Yochaname Korecha Glimotze Mikriya Lehavez Vine Zvine. So since in the case where the Kinyan is by one protest, so then we couldn't visualize the mitzias of Geroin, so Mela, she couldn't be nicknamed with the protest. So, Korecha Matzmikale Abizvine Zvine. So, by Omer of Rio, so we have to say that she couldn't be nicknamed with the protest, but only with the Dina, so Mela, Gdushi, Shalu, Bishamai. נפקה לו מומו עבריו, מומו עבריו בפרוטה למיקניה, אפי שבפרוטה למיקדישי. מיקדישי, נדרש. לא יצרוק את היתוך של עמיק מגדובו שאין בגירוע, מאחר שנכתב גירוע כאן. דם לביניות, כאילך הדום הלימודיות שנכתב פימי, אשר לא יעודו, ולמדנו שרשו יעודו יעד עלי בשיח. בשיח שני עמוס, in the course of the years of the shifrus of the of her servitude, vitiya mukudashisley, in yema lehariak miyadisli, bamea shiyeshi alayich, vim tzorich kesef achaya, viyoma lekamon, in avio rashoi, in melecho mikreivim shiasurem, mishumavo, lifishin ani mikayim ba shalo yodo, vigeru amame kiyut, mayud, וקדושי שעודד למסקונו אברש לוקי מסקונו ימוץ אברש לוקי שי וקומוס יקנאים לתיימד בשמי כדחסקי So he gmer as the kashe So now you had the raya that the key in a no vrio could not be reported but how do you know that the minimum is a dina maybe the ime power of the dina the ime still protest כאילו דאפיקת מפרוטה אוי כמה עדינה אוי כמה עדינה אורד רוב אמר הימתיים בשמה אישי בניס ישראל הפקיה כי הפקיה ליקנס מדרמות ומדרבון לנו את כמה בשמה דאפקינו רבון לנו לקדוש מהפרוס מדינה So there are a number of explanations in Bishamay. Rav Zeire, and Rav Yosef, and Rav Shimon Lakish, and Rav. Now, according to all the mandomas, except Rav, so Bishamay's requirement of Idina is in the Reis. According to Rav, Bishamay's requirement of Idina is in the Rabbon. How could the Rabbanon say if Midrashes she could be Mekudeshes with the Prute? How could the Chachomim say she's not Mekudeshes? The answer is because Afkin Rabbanon will Dushmane. Alright. Why were the Chachomim Afkia? Kidei shall you bless Yisrael Kiyevka. Now, in this Sugye about Giroin of the Divri Nomo Evriyo, so we once discussed it already. So, there are three sheets of shame in respect to Giroyim. Now, Giroyim is based upon the Kesef with which was nicknames. So the question is this, which Kesef? No, an Nomo Vrio is nicknames the Kesef and as the Mishnah says, that Fudalot Amud Beis, the Mishnah says, Evedivri, Mikne B'Kesef, V'Bishtar, V'Kinatz, V'Bishonim, V'Yegu, V'Drol M'Kesef, Yisera, Oyev, Amud Vriyo, Shekinas Asmi B'Simonim, but as far as being Mikne, so is the same as Evedivri, B'Kesef, V'Bishtar. So, Amud Vriyo can be Mikne, not only the Kesef, can be Niknes Bishtar. The question is this. This Giroi is based only on the Kesef Kinyan, or it is based not on the Kesef Kinyan, but on the Kesef Dom. Let's say, suppose the Odin sells the Omer Vrio, another Odin, I'm sorry, the father, sells the Omer Vrio to the Ordain for 600 Jews. For 600 Jews. So then the Kinyan can be for the 600 Jews. But if he wants, he can execute Ishtar and the Kinyan can take effect through Ishtar. But the Ordain pays the father. The Odin pays the father 600 Jews as purchase money. So then, will there be Giroi? Will there be Giroi or not? So on that point, there is a machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Tam. Rashi shita is that Geroyim Kesef, with which an Evedivu and a Mavriyo is Yitzel Chayos, has to be based upon the Kesef Kinyan, not the Kesef Domi, the purchase price. And if, let's say, the Kinyan was through Shtar, even though there is Kesef Domi, so then the Mavriyo or the Evedivu is not Yitzel Chayos. Where's the Rashi? The Rashi is the Gemara. Now turn to the Gemara that Fidaro going base. So how does that prove that he's nikne b'kesef? So that only proves that he's yeitzi b'goy. But how does that prove that he's nikne b'kesef? So Rashi adds, alma b'kesef nikne, dili kona b'demu mai migraya. So Rashi says, since the Torah says, ever divrei, or a mavriyo, in other words, a mavriyo, so that she's yeitzes b'goyim kesef, so it's a riot that she's nikted b'kesef. Because if she wouldn't be assuming that she's not nikted b'kesef, she couldn't be yeitzes b'goyim kesef. So the Rashbo mentions in the name of Rabbi Natan. Now if you turn to the Chidushei Rashbo here, and after the hour on the base, we won't discuss it. But that's Nigel our Gemara. So the Rashbo, as the Kashi, what kind of a guy is it? What kind of a guy? Maybe an Amovrio is not Nikhil's Bekesef. But you say she's Yates Bekehoyin Kesef. So maybe she's only Nikhil's Bishtah, not b'kesef, but how can she be Yetzis b'gehoyin kesef? So the gehoyin kesef will be based upon the kesef dami. Let's say he paid the paid the father of the Omer of Rio, he paid 600 Jews for 6 years, 100 Jews for every year. And the Kinyan and the acquirer, the Odin acquired her by executing Ishtar. But which she can be Yetzir Chayos through the Geroyim Kesef. So what is Rashi Shita? Rashi Shita is that Geroyim Kesef that is Yetzir Chayos can only be based upon the Kesef Kinyan. But if the Kinyan took place through Ishtar, then there is no Yitzir Chayos through Geroyim Kesef. So that Rabbi Natan is Chilek on that Shita. And Rabbi Natan says that the Geroyim Kesef does not have to be based upon the Kesef Kinyan. The Geroyim Kesef can be based upon the Kesef Domi, even if the Kinyan was through Shtar. Now, turn to the Chidushei Rashbo. שמגרס פדיין אבייצר בחידוש הרש בנפיד אור פירש רשי ומדגרס פדיין אבייצר מסתום בכסף קונה ויתר מידק ודיון בשתור קונה ואם לא שם כסף בקיר הסדומים, הוא מדמר את מגרעת לאיזה. סובת עזרה ששתה נאור. They cannot be גירויים on the basis of the כסף דומים. The גירויים has to be based upon the כסף קניין. And if the קניין is through שטר, even though there is כסף דומים, the גירויים cannot be based upon the כסף דומים. ומשמוח הפירוש רבנתם, שחשים שקינה עצמו בכסף, כך ניקנס בכסף. כך ניקנס בכסף. Anyway, so we have so far two שיטס. One שיט is the שיט of Rashi, that the גירויים כסף is to be based upon the כסף קינה, not on the כסף דומי. And then מחנמה, if the קינה was through שטר, there is no יציא לחיוס through גירויים, And Raman Tam Shite is that the Geroyim is based upon the Kesef Domi, not upon the Kesef Kinyan. Then, but Raman Tam is made. Suppose there is no Kesef Domi altogether. How is it possible no Kesef Domi altogether? Suppose suppose the father gave away the honor of Rio to the Odin be Matane. Why couldn't he give away Matane? And the Kinyan took place with Shtar. So there is neither Kesef Kinyan nor Kesef Dam. There is no Kesef Kinyan because the Kinyan took place with Shtar. And there is no Kesef Damim because she was given to him be Matane. Be Matane. So then Ramatam will be made and there is no girl. But this is read in Vishnu, that in the Sugya of Chofalef, Chof Beis there, he says that even if the Kinyan was for Shtar and it was Matone, so the Omovriya can still be Yetzer HaChayrus through Giroi. How will you determine the Kesef Domi of? So we just have to find out how much does an Odin pay the father for an Omovriya. And if the statistic is that an Odin would pay 600 Zuz for 6 years to the father, so then the Geroyim is based upon that amount of 600 Zuz. So we have three shittas. ודיבר ניתן בכסף ומשטר וכנס אסם לשם ויהיו רון כסף ובעל כורכם היו רון כסף הכל הכל בין אם נקנה בכסף בין אם נקנה בשטר דיס על הביתה דווקא נקנה כסף אבל הוא מסנה והנקנה בכסף יצא בגרון כסף מלטונו וגרון כסף סתם שמענו את הווי הכל בין הנקנה כסף ובין הנקנה בשטר ולא בין הנקנה בשטר וזו כמו לסולוב בעבור שיעץ עם גרון כסף, אבל אפילו היקנה לאהוב את פיתי בשטר במתונה ולראות צהוב וקבל ממדונים יעץ עם גרון כסף, שכאילו שזיך סותירו לא צז בפיתיהם מלי במך מלי מתונה so ואפילו שיתם Here we have a little arithmetic. Ubisil Eman Mipruti. Some of the days of the Mema, Prute Koldo. What does it mean, Prute Koldo? So Ravizi thought first that the Shio Prute is not a fixed Shio, but it varies. It varies. What does it mean it varies? In other words, let's see the Rashi. Kol מה שהדירס משמים הסמדע, פיונים שפרחסים, פיונים שמסיפים ממשקלות. So that's the prote. In other words, if the Allah had been like Rav Yosef, I mean, the way Rav Yosef thought at first, then Rav Yosef himself was Chayza. But if the Allah had been the way Rav Yosef thought at first, so then it would mean that the Shia Prote varies from place to place and from time to time. Let's say, in other words, let's say here in the United States. So what is Prote? Prote is the smallest coin, you know. So apparently in every country, so you have the big coin and you have the small coin. I mean, throughout the ages and in every country. So in other words, you had a Prote in Yemnat Yisrael. So you had the Prote, that's the smallest coin. And then you had the big coin, you had the Selah, that was the big coin. Here in the United States, you have it in every country. And throughout the ages, it has been like that. So I don't think that there is any exception. So you have the dollar, that's the big coin. And you have the penny, that's the smallest coin. So in other words, according to what Rav Yosef thought at first, so that would mean that Prote is called over. In other words, if the Prote in one country, in one time, is more, so the Shia Prote is more. If it's less, so it's less. So Rashi expresses it. Suppose in a certain place, in one generation, they lower the weight of the smallest coin, so then it's less. If they add to the weight of the smallest coin, so it's more. So obviously may not put a kodo. Omele abaye valokotome kamei putech mishmeno biyizel talki. So in other words, it has a fixed value. One-eighth of the value of an Italian Issa. Issa Italki, in other words, the Issa, the Madbeya that was current in Italy. Bismana Tanei. Vichitei mehanimu abidei shalmeishe. Hanimu abidei shalmeishe. In other words, it's really not, the criterion is not the Zman HaTanoim, but I suppose the Zman HaTanoim, it was the same as Zman HaTor. In other words, when the Mishnah says, "Kama yipote echad mishmeno biyisrael talki," so the Mishnah is describing B'dei Shomeishe in Zman HaTor. And even though it says Yisrael Talki, apparently it was the same Bizman Matmutor as in the Zman of Tanoi. He said, Hanu B'dei Shomeishe, Aval Hoche, Pidechash V'Elinshe. And if, let's say, in a certain place, so they add more to the weight of the smallest coin, so then that's the Prote. I mean, that's the Prote. If you lower the weight of the smallest coin, so that's the Prote. That's the Prote. So that would mean, I mean, if we say like that, so it would mean that the value of Prote would vary, let's say, between Mexico and America and the United States. Because there, it's much less. For Kyoser Avdino Oma, Shia Rapsimoye Bidere, Kamei Prote, Echot Mishmina Bisari Tauke, so Bidere Rapsimoye. That means it doesn't vary from place to place and from time to time. It has a fixed value. Vichyose Robin Oma Rabdustoye, Oma Rabdustoye, Rabjana, Rabbeishe. שי ארוכה מהבפרוטה אחד משישו בייסר או איטלקי one sixth of an איסר אומר לרב יסף יהוכה הנה לתיונה צי וחשב כמה פרוטס בשני סלויים יסר מהאלפיים more than 2,000 that's in respect to the ocean that male behegdesh has to bring. If somebody is menem in a hegdesh, b'shegek, so he has to bring the korban. So if he had a noya of a prote, very little anoya, minimum anoya, so he has to bring the moshom because of shkol. Too slow. Too slow. So the braise in Tereskeim says, Mishne zu, shnei eitzel menem in a kedesh, shnei vi a noya sprote. I mean, this is not the Mishneh, but when Rashi says Mishneh Zu, he doesn't mean Mishneh in the sense of Mishneh, contrast to Braise. Mishneh in the sense, something that is learned. Mishneh, Shono Chachomim. Shono Chachomim. So that's in Tereskeyami. Shemeida Anayas Prote Oshem because of Shkol. The Torah says at the end of the Sefer of Vayikra, צי וחשב ונשכח את מנעבירו שאפר השגק צורך כפור גדלו כאינזו. In other words, he was not a minimum anoy, only a prote, and because of that he has to spend on an ocean over 1,000 protes. Over 1,000 protes. I mean, so that should teach us a lesson. I mean, how careful one has to be in not being nichshol naveras. If he was nichshol navera b'sheyeg, in hanoyer of a prute, so he has to bring a korban that is worth over a pi. So he says, יונה צי וחשב כמה פרוטס בשני שלויים יסם אלפיים השתי אלפיים לימים יסם אלפיים קורלו. So בישלמי, if you say that פרוטה is not a fixed value, so then sometimes it can be more than 2,000. But if in other words, if the smallest coin in a certain place in a certain time happens to be very, very small, so then it will be a 2,000, over 2,000. But if you say it has a fixed value, so mele it's always echot mishmeino b'isari talki, so then it cannot be even two slowing cannot even reach 2,000. So how can the price in Tereskeyim say over 2,000? Omari Ahusove, I'm not in general called Alpai. In other words, you are there in the price, Yezam Alpai. I am there in Tereskeyim, not Yezam Alpai. But approximately 2,000. So in Machaname, it has put as a fixed value. And it's not even 2,000, so that's why it says Koralpai, approximately 2,000. So, safe, Alpha Vichomish Meir Utlotin Mishite Udab. So, even if Yagiris Koralpai, it still will be difficult, because if you assume that it has a fixed value, then it can only be, so two shloim will be only 1,536. So there is such a discrepancy. So how can you call it korav alpai? Now what's the cheshbon of 1536. So Rashi mentioned the Chashim. Omalei Ayusode Teyat B'Mishnezu. Danot Yonalei Vikorav Alpain Tiyonabe. Danot Yonalei Vikorav Alpain Tiyonabe. Alpha V'Chomish Meiru Plotin Shita Avi. 1536. What's the Chashim? A very simple Chashim. Sha'asela Dala Dinoi. A Sela has four Dinoi. V'Adinech Dala Dinoi. So that means that a seller has four times 24. Four times 24 is so. Now, so if you have a seller has one seller has four dinars. And each dinar has 24 isorim, has 24 isorim. So some male one seller will have four times 24. Four times 20. Four times 20 is 80. Four times four is 16. 80 and 16 is 96. That's one seller. So 96. So two shloim is two times 96. Two times 90 is 180. Two times 6 is 12. So it's 192. So it's 192. So that means that two shloim have 192 isor, and then vi ise ashmina proteis, and if you say that it is a fixed value, so nisa has 8 proteis, so now you have to multiply 192 by 8, so 108 times 200. So it would be 1600, but you have to subtract 8 from 1600. You have to subtract 64. So it's 1600 minus 64. So 1600 minus 64 is 1536. So that's the cheshbon. So there is quite a discrepancy between 2000 and 1536. So how can you call it Korah V'Alpain? So even if you are Geiris, Korah V'Alpain, it's still difficult, unless we say that Prote is not a fixed thing. All right, so he says, שעשר דרדים להדמיך דר ניסול כדי תמות ואיס השמינה פרוטס לאילם נמצא קופצה בגייס פרוטס בדימיה והשמינה דימיה שבשי סלוי מולים עם כל יחד מסיים פרוטס חוסר שמינו הרי ילד ותוף קוף למדבו 1536 so it more give the tenet kiven di naftalumi palge korev Alpain Korah. In other words, since it's more than half of the second thousand, it's over 1500. So he calls it approximately 2000. In other words, if it is less than 1500, we couldn't call it approximately 2000, but since it's more than 1500, so you can call it approximately 2000. Kim di nafke elef hasheni mechetzie shleishim vishisho kol v'alpain kol. Alright, so the maskon of the Gemara is that the Prote is a fixed value, has a fixed value. It doesn't vary. according to the value of the putter that is current in a certain place, in a certain time. Right. Gufe. Kiosa Rabdino Omar, Shia, Rapsimoy Bidei, Kama Yiputa, Achim Shkene Bisari Tauki, Kiosa Rabdin, Omar, Shia, Rabdistoy, Rabdiano Rabdeishe, Kama Yiputa, Achim Shisha Bisari Tauki. Omar Abay, Rabdino Nene, Atri Rabdin, Rabdino and Rabdin, Achelik, Machoik, Stanekame and Rabshin and Gamir, Biplukte, Antanoi, Komiplukte, Itanya, פרוטה שאומר חכמים, אחד משנינו בישראל טאוקי. So פרוטה is one eighth of an Israel talk of an Italian Isa. שיש מוה כסף דינר, ועד six מוה סין דינר. And there are four דינרים in שקל, all right. But that's not discussed here. שיש מוי כסף דינר, מוי שני פדיונים, פדיין שני איסורים, so it's משמע that there is no מחלוקת between תנקמה and רב שמעון גמליאל in respect to these שיעורים of שיש מוי כסף דינר, מוי שני פדיונים, פדיין שני איסורים, that's according to everybody. רב שמעון גמליאל is not chilek and tanekame in respect to that. Rav Shimon Gamliel is chilek and tanekame in respect to prote, but in respect to the relative value of moe, of dinah moe. Inu moe, so how many Pidyonim are there in a dinar, 12 pidyonim. Pidyon shnei sorry. And then there are two sorry in a pidyon. So how many sorry are there in one dinar? 24. That's according to everybody. That there are 24 sorry in a dinar. That's according to everybody. According to Mekame, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Isa, now, he starts the controversial here. Isa, Shnei Musmisi. And Isa has two Musmisi. Matzme, Shnei Kuntreiki. So Isa has how many Kuntreiki? It has four Kuntreiki. Now, Kuntreiki, Shnei Protes. So, and Isa has eight putes. Nimtzis puter achad mishmona b'yisari taot. There's a tanekame. Rav Shimon Gamliel you see that in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Chazal, you have many more different variety of coins, much more than today. I mean, so many coins. Rav Shimon Gamliel Meir, Shrei Shorat Rasim, Umoe, that each more has the value of three adrasim, shnei anatsim hadras. So a more had six anatsim, shnei shamim lehanets. So a more had 12 shamim. Now, and base putes lishami, so Moe had 24 putes. Mutsa puta achas mishisha bisa utauki. Now, how is that chesbun? Now, let's see the Rashi. Mutsa puta echad mishisha, she nisa echad mechobdal bedina. That's according to everybody, that an Isa is Echad Mechobdal Bedina. Kidei HaKamret, Avol HaPrutes, Deniz Masha Marta, Shadina Shesh Moe, the Dina is six Moe, והמור הגינו אדרייסים, הרי נתחס אדרייסים לדינה, והם 36 הנאצים. So then, 72 שנים. And then there are two putters in every shaman. So there is 144 Kufman Dawud putters. How come divided by 24, Tinsa Shisha Bechol Chilek? Hare Sheish putters Lisa, Shuechot Bechol Dawud Bidina. Alright. So he said, Abaye said, in other words, Rav Dime called with Tanakame and Robin called with Rafim Lamia. When the Marum of Tanakame, the Robin Domak Rafim Lamia, Omaray. So Rav Dime said, Ben Didi, Ben Robin Aude Tanakame. That Robin also called with Tanakame. But how is it that he says, it's Echad Mishisha Bisa Italki. So, because Yelkashi, Hod Aiker Isure, Hod Izur Isure. Hod Aiker Isure, Kum Eskinda Abba Bezuze, Hod Izur, Kum Trotim Utrein Bezuze. Trotim Utrein Bezuze, not Rashi. והרבה רובים לאו שם סיפור הפרוטס אלו ייסורים חוזלו ויומדו 32 בדינה בודי ייסורים כן צ'יפה and then originally the rate of exchange was the regular rate in other words 24 isorim for dinner. But then, Robin, in the days of Robin, so the isorim were huzlu, and the rate of exchange became not 24 isorim in the dinner, but 32 isorim in the dinner. ונמצא שהפרוטו שהיא קצתה די so, ובני רבסים האלה so, ועד רבי לבשיס והפרוטו ואיסורים הוזלו להם ל-32 בניה ביניהם ולילום קופצה בייס פרוטס בדי דינה חשב but since בני רובי so the rate of exchange was 32 איסורים for each dinner so בני So when you divide 192 by 6, I mean, so when you divide by 32, so you get 6. So, and you can check it, if you multiply 32 by 6, so you'll get 192. So that means that the value of the prute is constant. ומי רבסי מורה, הוי ריסורים יקורים כמשפוטם, חובדאו בדינה, ונמצא שהפרוטה שהיא קופצה לבייס לדינה, הוי שאחד משמינה בייסה. Now, so what is the tamsis, the gist of this whole sugi? That the value of a prute is fixed. It doesn't vary. The value of a prute does not vary. The value of the prute does not vary. Now the question is, so what is the value of the prute? It's Echad Mishmeino B'Yisar Italki. But today, Echad Mishmeino B'Yisar Italki, or Echad Mishisha B'Yisar Italki. But today it's not Chayach, because we don't have the curve of B'Yisar Italki. So how can we determine the value of pote. So on this point, there is a basic machlekes rishim. Davin Lulim, at the beginning of Hilchas Rishim, discusses it at great length. You have Davin Lulim. Discusses it at great length. So the Rambam says in so many words that the pote is the value, is chotzi, is the mishkal of chotzi seor. So from the Rambam it's mashma that the Mishnah says be kesev, the Mishnah says be pote be shove pote. So the question is, what is pote and what is shove pote? So according to the Rambam, pote means a piece of metal, a bullion of silver that has the weight of half a seor. Whether it is used as a medium of exchange or not is not important. So the kesef consists in a matres of kesef, a bullion of silver, and the pote means a small piece of silver that has the weight of a chotzi seor. And what is shove kesef according to the Rambam? Shove kesef according to the Rambam means something that is worth, let's say you have a few oranges, you have an orange, and that orange has the same value as the value of a bullion of silver that has the weight of a chotzi seor. That's shove kesef. And kesef mamesh, according to the Rambam, is a piece of matres, chticho shel matres, b'mishkal chotzi seor. So in other words, suppose you are mikadish a nisho with a piece of silver that has the weight only a third of his sale. But it just happened, it's because of inflation, so this tiny piece of silver is worth a lot of money. According to the Rambam, should not be mikdashes. Because kesef, by definition, means a piece of metal that has the weight of a chotzi seor. Whether it's worth a lot or it's worth little, whether silver is cheap or silver is expensive, it does not make any difference. So if you are mikadosh an isha with a piece of silver, you have to make sure that it has the weight of a chotzi seor. And even if it does not have the weight of a chotzi seor, even if it's worth a lot, so then she's not mikadosh. But if you are mikadosh, an isha with shove kesef, then you have to determine whether that shove kesef, let's say the orange or whatever it is, has the worth of a piece of silver that has the weight of a chotzi seor. I mean, that is according to the Rambam. The ritvo here, if you look at the ritvo, it is a ritvo now, so again. Thank you. Look into the Ritva, Kedusha Ritva, and Dalet Mord, Tafki Dalet, Masnissen Bekesef, it's page 10, the first column. So, Masnissen Bekesef, Bishamayimun Bidimayim Bishavadina, Ubisayimun Biprote Bishavadprote, Bidmor Mifor Bimay Prote, Ubidimut Rehavu Bisayimun Mister Biprote. So, Bisirah did not have to say Bipote Mishalot Pote. The Bikro Kesef Ksiv Usfir Bisirah and Pote is Shal Cheshes. It's not of silver altogether. So, Usfir Bisirah Lav Kesef Mame Shal Momen the High Mishalot Pote. So, in other words, according to Bisirah, you see that so Prute is mummy. Prute is the shear of mummy. It doesn't mean silver. When you say kesef, chichachichom is the airframe. So kesef is to be understood in the sense of mummy, of money, of money. To love kesef, mummy, shall a mummy die, and shall a prute. So actually, vichin de chayin, prute atzmo, she shall chayshes, hain shodo prute atzmo, the love kesef. You see, the love kesef. In other words, according to the Ramban, so if somebody will be mekadesh a nisho with a billion of silver that has the weight of the chotzeteo, so then we don't care about the worth of it. Even if silver is very cheap now, even if silver became very cheap, so still shall be mekadeshes, because Kesef means, according to the Rambam, means Choti Seiro, a piece of metal. The weight, that has the weight of the Choti Seiro. What is worth, doesn't matter. Whether you can buy with that, let's say, 10 dozen oranges, or you can buy with that one orange, or even if you can buy in one orange with that piece of metal. So she is Mekadeshes. Mashainkin, according to the Ritva, Prute, according to Bisirah, is not silver. The essential thing, not silver. According to the Rambam, it's silver. Two Prute is of copper, but it has to have the value. So the Prute not there is Shomei Kesef. You see, according to the Rambam, because the shear of Proto essentially is a shear of silver. In other words, a piece of silver, the weight of Chotisel. And any Madea that has the value of a piece of silver that has the weight of Chotisel is also Kesef. So the Chole Kesef. And Kesef does not consist in Mabey of silver, but Kesef consists in a bullion of silver. In the weight, that's according to the Rambam. According to the Ritva, so is that the way around? So he says, V'chein, so, we see the love Kesef Mamish, and the moment I should have put it. So, Kesef means money. In other words, it means how much money that is worth a prute. So how can we determine today, according to the Ritva, there is no way of determining the share of prute today. Because how do we know? Because prute means the value of the prute. So when the prute was current, alright, so we knew exactly the value of the prute. But today, it's impossible to determine the value of the prute. That's the reason as to why the Sma in Simen Piches in Cheshmishpet says that today Bisman Hazeh. So we don't know, I mean, we have different purchasing power. I mean, it's not the same as the time of Matan Torah. So Mele, one cannot be Mikadosh with the Pote unless, so he has to use much more than the Pote. But he has to use so much that he'll be able to buy with that substantial food. Substantial food. I told you the story yesterday. When Misha Panshin got married, he couldn't get it a bus, so he had to give Rebbetzin Feinstein, when he was in Kaddisha, 2 rubles coins. Because 2 rubles, so you could, in those days, you could buy a lot of food, enough food to be used for 1 meal, you see. Because this is what the Sma says in Chesh Mishpet, in Simen Piches, that today you have to use, we don't know, we have no way of determining, you see, according to the Sma wouldn't say it according to the Rambam Shite, according to the Rambam Shite, because according to the Rambam Shite, so Kesef Pute consists in a bullion of silver. So all we have to do is to buy a bullion of silver, the weight of a chotzi seor, and then we don't care how much it's worth, whether you can buy with it 100 pounds of flour, or you can buy with it 1/10 of a pound of flour. It doesn't make any difference. As long as it is a piece of matches, of kesef, of silver, that has the weight of the chotzi seor, so that's important. That's important. And if you want to be mikadesh with something else, so then you have to determine that it has the same value as the value of a piece of silver that has the weight of the chotzi seor. But according to the tefillah, that kesef pute is money, does not consist in a piece of silver. So how much money? In other words, as much that is worth a pute. So how do we know how much is worth a pute? Do we know? Do we have the record? Some melee, in order to be sure, it has to be so substantial that you will be able to buy with it substantial food to be used for a meal. So then it is certainly has the worth of the profitable Bavakutah. But that's the shite of the ritual. He says, V'chim v'chim pute atma shud mechishes ha'yishove pute atma v'lav kesefi elo דהיידי דיקטומי בשמה ימון בדיניה פריסגי ולאב אוכל כאילו דיקטומי בקצת אמה בסביב פרוטי. Now, the Adam Lillian discusses that at great length. I'm finishing in a minute. Oh yeah. Now, Simon Chobzaya, this is the first Simon here and Adam Lillian back. Simon Chobzaya, so he discusses the Machlokes Rishayim. The Machlokes Rishayim. So I think that the reason is why the Sma says in Simon Pichesa Chesh Mishpet that it has to be so substantial today that you can buy substantial food with it. I don't think that according to the ritual we can be sure that, let's say, even a dime is a pute. Because with a dime today, I don't know how much food can you buy with a dime. Half a dollar, I think, would certainly be a pute according to the ritual, according to Smashita. So when the Sma says that it has to have a substantial purchasing power, so it's not like Rashi is saying in Bishamai, because since in Tzure there was no silver coin, there was no copper coin, some mele, it has to be dina. It was a dina, so it has to be, so the Torah was makpid on mani choshuv. So there the Torah was really makpid on mani choshuv. But what the Sma says is not that according to Besira, so Pote means mani choshuv. No. According to Besira, Pote doesn't mean mani choshuv. But we have no other way of being sure that it has the value of a Pote, unless it has substantial purchasing power. So then we can be sure that with Mama Pitor, it had the worth, the shadows of the Pote. All right, now. Week. Now it's not difficult to mind. It's not difficult to mind. Should be prepared for next Sunday up to the end of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and then the Monday I would like to cover up to the Mishnah of Eved Yivam Yud Kesef. It's not difficult anymore, and you don't have to go over the Rishonim. I'll discuss the Rishonim and move the Aksura B'Tirah, but you don't have to go over it. All right, but from Sunday up to the end of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the bottom. Omar Shmuel, teacher of Tamre, was Mikadisha with the date after any cool Tamre Midner. So each single date is less than a pote. So, she's still Mikodeshes, Shmuel says. Chayshinom shemoshove prute bimodai. Maybe bimodai, so it is shove prute. Why does the Gemara mean shemodai? In other words, maybe in a different country, but why modai? I mean, why not Kush? Why not Hoidu? I mean, why modai? So, why modai? So the Goyen and the Shnei Eliyahu, he mentions a posik in Yeshaya, from which it appears that Modai had an abundance of gold. There was an excess of gold in Modai. Now, since Modai had an excess of gold, some more gold became cheap because of the supply of the tremendous supply of gold. So if gold becomes cheap, so then the food articles become relatively expensive. So that's why the Gemara Shmuel says maybe Modai. In other words, because in Modai there is an excess of gold. So some mele, gold is cheap, so some mele, the food articles become relatively expensive, so maybe it's worth a single date, might be worth a protein. All right. Now we're to Yachayshish. Rachesh, made in another country, it is worth a pot. Vanam Tnan, Bisir Elin, Bipotel, Vishavapote, Bipotel, Vishavapote, Lokash. So how does Mishnah say that if it's not worth a pote, so she's not Mekadeshes, but maybe it is worth a pote? So the Gemara says Lokash. Hobu Dushi Vadai, Hobu Dushi Sofik. That, in other words, the Mishnah says, in order to be Mekadeshes be Vadai, so then it must be worth a pote right here. Then she's Mekadeshes be Vadai. And then, if Reuven was Mekadesh and Nisha with something that is definitely worth a pote here, then Shimon is Mekadesh her, and she is Mekabela's Dushman from Shimon, so she is Meteres to Reuven, and she doesn't need a get from Shimon. But if it's not worth a pote, so then she's not Mekadesh's Vadai. But Misofik, she is Mekadeshes. In case Shimon is Mekadesher and she is Poshto Yodah of the Kibbul of Dushin Meshimon, so then she is not allowed to live with Shimon unless Reuven gives her a get first. Alright. Bimodai kilema bimokim shintmorim mitzuyim. Shintmorim mitzuyim. Now Rashi also was bothered by the same difficulty that bothered the Goro. Why Modai? So he says, Rashi says, because in Modai it's a little different than the Goro. The Goro says, because in Modai there was a surplus of gold, an excess of gold. So Memele, that made the articles of food more expensive. Not just dates, but any food article. Because gold was cheap. But, and he says, Rashi says, no, because in Modai there was a scarcity, there was a shortage of dates. Now, so of course, that's your law in economics. So, if there is less of a supply, so then the price is higher. The price is higher. Votnam vibosa loyma kei ein shiur likdushin. I mean, we see Rashi explain. But what's the kasha of the Gemara? The Mishnah mentions the Shia of Dushin. The Shia of Dushin is Pote. And Shmuel doesn't deny the fact that less than a Pote is in Mekadeshes. Shmuel says, normally we have to be Chayishes, maybe it has the Shia of Pote. So what's the kasha? But, so Hashem says, true, the kasha is. So what relevance is the Shia of Pote? On practical level, it's not relevant. And to say that the Mishnah is just mentioning it on a theoretical level without any practical significance is not misstabbing. V'meini shavu pote b'keimei, k'dushe v'ada 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 v'sheini, ha'ver m'she sofik, ha'ver m'teres l'acher v'loget. From the Rishon, t'chashino n'shem shavu pote b'modai, v'shia hanu da seiru, hei, m'dushe n'mur, sh'ma'acha sh'kidish b'pote b'keimom, and give them the davo. And then if Shimon is mikadesha and she accepts the Rishon, so she can live with Reuven, even if Shimon, she doesn't need a get from Shimon, because Shimon's Dushin is not Dushin. Aye. ההוג עברה, די אגדיש ביזוורה, די אגוד, אגוד שנוכן, קטייג אוף קאפ. יוסף רב סימן באחי כמי דרה וקומיים בו, ליז בשם פרוטי אי, אילו לא, whether that package of cotton had the shalot fruit or not. V'omar Shmuel HaShinem, so for what purpose was the shumet? Lo'ikash, ho'bidu shepada, ho'bidu shesof. In other words, they made a shumet, he made a shumet. In case it turns out that it's definitely worth a putte, then we'll know she's mikadesh bivadai. And if somebody is mikadesha and she accepts it, so she can continue living with the first one without getting a get from the second one. Haru gavre de'agdi be'agdi de'kuchle with a marble stone. So, Yosef afrizde mikom ishay alei, iliz b'shevet prutei, v'yloi loi, v'yloi b'shevet prutei loi, v'omah shmuel chay shinon. So, afrizde yosef alei shmuel. Now the question is, why couldn't we say here that afrizde was mishay alei in order to determine whether it was dushin vadai? So that stays this kash. So he says, "Hochel nefesh nevi mishu sofri gilio. Mishu nimaira shepitcha ochi ahakelim biprute vole bo rafchiz de rafki ad gusherish ki dikoma lafko klinoch daasalot abas vi agoma ahakelim sofri kave im kim tzoch lema ad yitzriho get nerishin im kim ti asuro mishu dahavi kushe sofri." Yosef rafchiz de וקומיין שבו אחלה וקיצ'ה בפרוטה מוסחה חודש בו אוכל וקיצ'ה בפרוטה. And apparently Tais said that גרשן רש אחכה. אמא ואימא, so the mother, his mother said to him, והוא ואימא תקיצ'ה בי. אמא ואימא, so his mother said to him, so to Rafchizde, Vahu Leimei Dikitche Bei, Hava Bishele Prote. I mean, you are making an appraisal now, you are making an assessment now, and you determine it's not worth a prote. So, but on that day, now it's not worth a prote. Because the Avni Dikuch were cheapened. But the day before yesterday, let's say when it happened, so then it was worth a prote. On my law. So Rav Chisda said to her, Lafki, Lafko kinoch, di asa to abaslo. So in other words, you are not capable to Asar Abbasro, in other words, the brother, the second one was Mikadisha. Because if it was worth a prute, let's say at the time of the Dushin, so she is the wife of the first one, so the brother's Dushin is no Dushin. And even if the first one will give her a get, she will not be able to live with the brother, because Kusha Sofi is Asura, it's Misakoros. איש סך שנסגר לב קוקנו דעסת לו אבס לב היינה דיהודיס ביסד ובחיה. I mean it's a terrific story. I mean יהודיס ביסד ובחיה, so the יהודיס, the wife of הבחיה, have a child. Solid, it's difficult to understand, but it happened. So she had great labor pain. So she didn't want to remain married because the pain was very intense. Amr alay. So she said to her husband, to Abkhir, Amr alay, my mother told me, Kibir b'yadvuch, Kedusha kizutrasi. When you were a little girl, so your father, I mean, mother's husband, so was mikabel kedushin from someone, and the father, midaraisa, can be mikabel kedushin for the bitiktano. So in other words, she's mikadeshes to a Mr. X, some male, the kedushin by a prayer later on when she was a gedera, a beiras, one of tevas, she was a mishishish. It's a terrible story. So, Amalo, so Reb Chiya said to her, Lafko ki mei bimoch, di asat loch eloi. In other words, your mother has no nemonis. Your mother has no nemonis. Amalo, Rabbonon, Reb Chizde. In other words, because in Dovashe Be'avla Pachas Mishnai, so it requires aid. The mother, I mean, it's both. She's a Kreva and she's a woman, so it's not an eat kosher. And it requires in two aides, even an Dechot Kosher, it not be them. Now you know. אמר לרבון לרב חיז דעמאי הוי כסד בידיז דיד דבעילים אחד בישוב פרוטם של רבון עשית רב חיז דבות דעידי אין אידיס אידיס is a name of a town and they know. They can testify that what the mother said is true. Is true that it was worth it putting. It was worth it putting. So Reb Chisda said, "Hash the mirror and snare come on." You see, they are waiting, but the Edim are not before us. Now, what does it mean? And if they, well, the Edim have to be first, if we know they are Edim, so they don't have to stay with us all the time. So Tesha says, it's not that we know definitely they are Edim. There is a rumor circulating that they are Edim. But whether it's true or not, you know, usually a rumor, you know, is not true, you know, a rumor. There are all kinds of rumors circulating all the time. So mele yematresh lav haile di Reb Chanine di omer Reb Chanine idias bitzad estom estom means in sofen vita aser what's the Gemara that's ignoring Shulis the daughters of Shmuel were captured now a Shmuel is a soldier mit Rabo not mit Reis. Because Mitaraisa, when is a woman considered as a male, is the Achiyahidim who come and testify, they saw that this Shmuel was raped by the captors. But otherwise, if two Edim just testify, they saw that the captors captured a certain woman, even though, I mean, they are choshud, of course, the captors, I'm raping Bnei Yisrael, but Ma'itna al-Yichud Ve'Neitzchun al-Yot Ve'Neitzchun al-Yot. So, but with Rabbanon, because the captors have, you know, the legal right, you know, to do whatever they want, Bnei Yisrael are hefker by them, some may be a chishish, and it's more than being chayish. With on the rabbinic level, so she can be cheskas meir. On the rabbinic level, she is vaday not with meir, because malkin ha'yichud v'nisrin ha'yichud. But on the rabbinic level, she is cheskas meir. Cheskas meir. Cheskas meir. So meir. So here, the place of, so if a woman was a shvuyo, even if the woman herself says, but I wasn't raped, Tehran, she's not the menace. Because on the rabbinic level, a shvuyo is the cheskas meir. But suppose a woman comes to Bezin and says, a year ago I was captured by certain Shaboim, but I remained here. So then Apeshita, because she has a meal. She didn't have to tell Bezni that she was kept here. So she's no menace. Here, the Bante the Shmuel Yerushtaba. And then, $2. So then they came to the Vismerash of Khanine, and they left the captors outside of this medrash. They came into this medrash of Reb Chanine, and one daughter said, Nishbeisi o Teirani, and then the second daughter said, Nishbeisi o Teirani, and Reb Chanine passed that the Amator Nikone. So the Chachomim asked Reb Chanine, but they are reading in Dina Sayam. Dina Sayam does not necessarily mean overseas, it means in another country. So that who saw that they were captured, and once they are in Shemish base, then the woman is not the menace to say Teirani, because she has no amige. So Rav Chanina said they are in Islam, but three of them have been before us, so there too. What does it mean? Not that they knew definitely they were in Islam. There was a woman circulating the Aydin in this yam, but it wasn't established. It wasn't established. Some male, we are not chishish for such a call. So you have to, even though there is a woman that they are aiding in Yiddish, namely a certain town, that it was worth to shall protect this marble stone. So, but we don't know whether they are aiding. So maybe we don't have to be chayshish. Rabbi Mechanim Chanim, it's a guest of it. You also,